You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Stomping into a new episode of Neon Jazz is one of the earliest innovators in the craft. Ragtime and early jazz pianist Jelly Roll Morton with the song Kansas City Stomps off illustrator Robert Crumb's album collective known as the Heroes of Blues, Early Jazz Greats, and Pioneers of Country Music. With that song, we swing into a full hour of early Kansas City jazz from the vault. Strictly the early days and the sounds coming from the KC clubs and the artists that influenced that section of our town known as 18 and Vine. And away we go. Welcome to our journey. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the Jazz Dot in the middle of the American map, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you Kansas City jazz as the world was baptized in back in the early days, featuring musicians like Jay McShann, King Mutt, Walter Page, and many more. Keeping the KC jazz cart moving on this themed hour of jazz is Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Corky Stomp. Thank you.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too.
That was trumpeter, saxophonist, accordionist, and bandleader Chaz Kreeth with his Jazz-O-Maniacs with the song Pleasure Mad. Born in Irontown, Missouri way back in 1890, he started playing in traveling circuses and in theater bands in the decades of the 1900s. Then he moved back to St. Louis around 1919. His sound was an essential one in the early days of Kansas City. Even more than Yardbird, this man was Kansas City jazz. Here's pianist Jay McShann with his trio giving you the song Vine Street Boogie.
Thank you. This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians.
Was pianist and bandleader Fate Marabelle with his Society Syncopators with the song Frankie and Johnny. At 17, he began playing on the steamboats around the Mississippi River. Fate loved the new jazz sound being played by the New Orleans musicians, and a bulk of his band members were recruited from those bands in that city. His bands were expected to be able to play a wide variety of music to keep the dancers happy. Marabelle was a strict bandleader, demanding musical proficiency and rigid discipline from all of his bandmates. This is very typical for the bandleaders of the early 20th century in jazz. Up next on this hour of Kansas City Jazz Sounds is George E. Lee and his orchestra with the song, Won't You Come Over to My House?
Thank you. Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
How can we live in sin and feel its Savior's love? Our brothers and sisters, my text is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or Genesis, or Revelation somewhere, and it's all about that morning. In that morning, there's gonna be a great change. The Father and His Son gonna be sitting on the throne that morning, and I imagine I can hear the angels all around the throne say, "Oh, what's the matter this morning?" 'Cause about that time, I imagine I can see His Father go down and call old Gable. Oh, Gable, I want you to go down this morning. I want you to place one foot on the land and the other on the sea. I want you to blow that silver trumpet calm and easy. I don't want you to annoy my people because they've once been woke and their hearts awake again. I imagine I can see old Gable go down and take that silver trumpet, obeying His Father's commandments. I imagine I can see him place one foot on the land and the other on the sea. I imagine I can see him bust the bell of that trumpet wide open, and his saints gonna meet the Father now. Let us pray, church.
Was swing-era alto saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Lunsford with his Chicksaw Syncopators with the song In That Morning. Jimmy is not well known as a musician, yet he was trained on several instruments. He was best known as an orchestral leader, and that's how the world knows him, and he was good. Ah, here's a nice one. This is Jeanette Cinco Jazzers with the theme of the day, Midnight Stomp.
This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
Thank you.
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
That was Boonville, Missouri native and singer Julia Lee with the song Come Over to My House. She was raised in Kansas City and began her musical career around 1920, singing and playing piano in her brother George Lee's band, which for a time included Charlie Parker. She was married to Frank Duncan, a star catcher and the manager of the Negro National League's Kansas City Monarchs. Both were natives and a pride point here in Kansas City, Missouri. Our next track is John Williams with the Cinco Jazzers with the song Goose Grease.
Thank you. Mama bought a rooster and she thought it was a duck. Put him on the table with his legs sticking up. In steps, sister, with a spoon and a glass. To stir the gravy from his yes, yes, yes. Me and my sweetie was walking down the street. She caught the rheumatism and her darn big feet. She stooped over to pick up some bread. And the same thing struck her in her yes, yes, yes. I'm going down on Market Street. That's where the women and the men all meet. That's where the men do the Georgia rub. And the women fall in line with their big worship. Down on Market is a good location. Just across the street from the gasoline station. That's where you get your cars oiled and greased. And the women howling, Daddy, won't you come in, please? I'll sing this verse and I'll sing no more. Somebody's knocking at my door. The people upstairs has gone to bed. I'd better stop this noise before they crack my head.
That was old Red Perkins, band leader of one of the oldest Omaha-based territory bands, the Dixie Ramblers, with the song The Ducks Yaz Yaz Yaz. Born in Iowa way back in 1890, he lived to see the year 1976, and during those years in between, he made some sweet jazz music. Here's another song with a stomp inside. This is King Mutt and his Tennessee Thumpers with the song Maxwell Street Stomp. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The original St. Louis Cracker Jacks with the tune Echo in the Dark. Speaking of an echo in the dark, there is just not much out there about the St. Louis Cracker Jacks in the way of background. But I'll tell you what, these guys were another band in the early days pushing the early jazz movement forward in a very positive way. Coming your way next on this early look into the KC jazz sound is Pete Johnson with the Vine Street Bustle. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was another Kansas City act in the 1920s tearing things up in this jazz town of ours. That was the Kansas City Tin Roof Stompers with the Aunt Jemima Stomp. Here's a good tune about our sister city. This is the Searcy Trio with the East St. Louis Stomp.
Thank you.
Gallatin, Missouri, way back in 1900. That was Big Walter Page with his Blue Devils with the song There's a Squabblin'. Bringing things to a close on this Casey-themed hour of classic jazz is a Kansas City classic with pianist and bandleader Benny Moten with the Kansas City Breakdown. This is a good way to put an end to this hour together. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a Kansas City classic himself, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you want to hear. Just let us know you're out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.